Okay, so in regards to assuming fraud first, for example, a customer gets an email for an invoice that they are used to paying, you know, via wire transfer, and they get an email saying, oh, my account has changed because I had fraud on it on from the person they're supposed to be paying. Assume that is fraud. Assume that is not legitimate until you can speak to the person you're paying and verify. Because it could be legit. They may have had fraud as well and they've changed their account information, but you can't rely on that kind of communication. And that's the same thing we train the frontline staff, is if somebody's coming in and making a large cash withdrawal or sending a wire transfer off to a payee that they've never sent before and they've never sent a wire, we always go to in the mentality of, okay, we need to dig in and see if this really makes sense. Why are you pulling this cash out? Do people really want to be paid, you know, in $15,000 in cash? That's a legitimate transaction. So we always ask more questions, have them call the person that they're dealing with versus, you know, just trust the request. And until we can prove that it's a legitimate transaction, we're going to assume that it's a fraudulent request, because we have seen, I mean, every day we probably see 5 to 10 fraud attempts made to our customers, whether it's via their debit card or wire requests or going to buy gift cards to send off to somebody, you know. And those things are rarely legit. So we start from the stance of, this is probably fraud until you can prove me it's not, and then I'll make the payment.